knew it was coming. Good morning. First, it was Monroe County, which was the first county in Northeast PA to be ordered to stay home. But as the daily cases of COVID-19 climbed in Lackawanna and Luzerne counties, I knew it was only a matter of time before we, too, were added to the stay-at-home order. So, we're rocking from home. I'm Rock 107's Prospector, broadcasting from my basement bunker, as I have been since last week. And that means no one is in the Rock 107 studio in the Times building. So if you want to get in touch, and I encourage you to do that, you have to use open mic on the Rock 107 app from your iPhone or Android, because we are not in the building to answer the phones. You can record up to a minute of audio from your phone and send it right to me here in the basement bunker studio at Casa de Prospector. Tell me what you're up to, and you can be in the quarantine newsflash. Tell me what you want to hear, or just check in. But again, we are not in the Rock 107 studio, so we cannot answer the phone. Some people still have not figured that out. I just got this on open mic. Check it out.
Prospector, please answer the radio station's phone. I've been trying to call you. Please answer it.
Yeah, hopefully he'll figure it out. Now, this guy knows we aren't there, but I think he thinks open mic puts him live on the radio or something. Check this guy out.
Firecracker? I'm in Springville now? Test 1-2? Test 1-2?
Yeah, now let's stay in touch during the quarantine. Please, get at me and let me know what's up in your world. Or we can just talk about Tiger King or Ozark. Your choice. Use open mic on the Rock 107 app, a free download from your iPhone or Android, and let me know what's going on.
Let's face it. It's not the day you face. It's how you face the day.
You should see the look on your face.
Face It with Prospector. On Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. There is nothing Prospector likes more than to kill a misconception. Time for Your Whole Life is a Lie.
Many people believe taking mega doses of vitamin C can cure COVID-19. The truth? There's little evidence that vitamin C will prevent the common cold, let alone cure COVID-19. Vitamin C is a common remedy that some people believe cures the common cold and flu. And we can get plenty of vitamin C from fruits and vegetables, oranges, broccoli, potatoes, and the like. So while it can promote your immune system, there's no evidence that shows it is in any way a cure for the common cold or COVID-19. Now, there is some evidence that taking vitamin C will reduce the duration of symptoms of the common cold in endurance athletes such as marathon runners. But that doesn't mean it cures the cold. These slight effects of vitamin C on the coronavirus that causes the common cold have led to trials involving dosing vitamin C into COVID-19 patients. These trials have just started, and their effects are unknown. Still, the most effective way to avoid the virus remains washing your hands, not touching your eyes or nose or mouth, and keeping your distance from anyone exhibiting symptoms. So, if you believe mega doses of vitamin C can cure COVID-19,
your whole life is a lie.
I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and it's time for the quarantine newsflash. Joining us now, Jacko, straight from England.
Good morning, it's Jacko from Northeast England to all my friends in Northeast Pennsylvania. You've got an app. I'm in lockdown. That's fine. I can listen to Rock 107. Morning, all.
Want to be featured on Quarantine Newsflash? Use open mic on the Rock 107 app, a free download from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and tell us what you're doing during the quarantine.
Time for Shower Thoughts on Rock 107. Those moments of clarity we all have in the shower.
Chances are there are some really angry people around the world who recently finished their house arrest sentence. Have you noticed no one is asking for a sip of your drink lately? Grocery shopping has become a real-life version of Pac-Man. Avoid everyone. Get the fruit and take any route you can to avoid contact.
Rock 107.
Your hand. Don't wanna shake your hand. No, wait, sorry. This is actually should be in an institution.
We'll get that right. Prospector on Rock 107.
Northeast PA's classic rock, Rock 107. Good morning. I'm Prospector. Social distancing, a song with the open mic feature on the Rock 107 app where you can record audio. Send it right to me in the basement bunker here at Constant Prospector, and we get it on the air at Rock 107. We're all social distancing, self-isolating, quarantining, what have you, and I'm asking you to take a classic rock song and make it about social distancing. So for me, it was Taking It to the Streets becomes Taking It to the Couch. How about you? Aaron, check it in on Facebook.com/Angry Prospector. You can't always get a roll of toilet paper. Ryan B., how about AC/DC, Not Safe in New York City? And Kathleen, I Don't Want to Hold Your Hand. Social distance, a classic rock song with open mic from the Rock 107 app.
This is Gene. Aerosmith's Walk This Way, Walk the Other Way.
Billy Idol's Lonely, Lonely.
Ryan E., Don't Come Within 6 Feet No More from Tom Petty, or Lay Lady Lay on the Couch from Bob Dylan. Tammy, she actually gives me the lyrics to hers as she social distances the song. I didn't go to a party last Saturday night. I was forced to stay home and drank in spite. It ain't no big thing. Social distance, a classic rock song with open mic on the Rock 107 app.
Instead of Highway to Hell, Highway to Nowhere. This is Boomer.
People are crushing it on open mic. Got another one.
Ozzy Osbourne's Mama, I'm Staying Home.
Chris, check it in on Facebook.com/Angry Prospector. I became socially distant instead of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. Brian, Home Sweet Home for at least the next 2 to 3 weeks. And Chris F., Leonard Skinner, Give Me 3 Steps becomes Give Me 6 Feet. Social distancing classic rock songs with open mic on the Rock 107 app.
Hey, Prospector, it's Mike from Hudson. And for that song, Look What the Cat Dragged Off the Couch by Poison. Have a great day. Stay safe and stay healthy, Prospector.
You too. That's what this is all about. All this self-isolation and social distancing, it's all about staying healthy.
Want to get in touch with Prospector in his bunker? Send him a message using Open Mic on the Rock 107 app.
Message 1.
A free download from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Self-medicating can be incredibly dangerous. Details coming up with the Yam Bag of the Month winner. That's right, Yam Bag of the Month being awarded today. We are doing the math and we'll have the winner in mere minutes right here at Rock 107.
What's a yam bag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea brain, mouth breather, or cretin.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yam Bag of the Month, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Here are the nominees. Nominee number 1.
I guess sometimes when you're stuck in a hospital bed, that nurse call button, just not fast enough. There's a 75-year-old guy named John King who was at a hospital in New Smyrna Beach, Florida last weekend for respiratory failure. And he felt like the nurses were ignoring him when he asked them to bring him his clothes. So, to get their attention, he lit his hospital bed on fire. And that did get the nurses' attention. Mainly when the 84-year-old guy who was in John's room with him started yelling, "This blank blank in here lit his bed on fire. I can't breathe." Fortunately, no one was hurt. One of the nurses was able to put out the fire with the fire extinguisher, but the bed was completely destroyed. The staff then caught John trying to escape on the elevator and held him until the cops got there. He was arrested for felony arson.
Nominee number 2.
I'm sure a lot of compassionate, caring people do this job, but it also sounds like something that might attract a creep or two. There's a 23-year-old hospital worker in Fort Myers, Florida, named France Bellodrin, and he works as a sitter. Basically, his job is to sit in people's room, keep them company, watch them sleep, make sure they don't die. Or at least that used to be his job, because last month he was arrested after he was caught sucking on an elderly patient's toes while they slept. A patient woke up 11 p.m. one night and saw France on his knees with his toe in France's mouth. Now, it doesn't say if the victim was a man or a woman, but they yanked their foot away, and that's when France would jump back up and got on the chair he'd been sitting in. The hospital called the cops. He was arrested the next morning. He's facing charges of battery on a person 65 or older.
Nominee number 3.
I guess the concept of hand washing is new to a lot of people. A woman named Miley from Vancouver, Washington, posted on Reddit about her recent hand washing issue. Quote, "I just realized my soap wasn't working because it's literally a block of cheese." There's more. She also added, quote, it was a couple of days of thinking, why isn't this foamy? And I came to realize it was a dried out square of sharp cheddar cheese. I suspect I left it out when I was intoxicated and just forgot, end quote. She even shared a picture of the cheese, which, to be fair, kinda looks like soap.
Nominee number 4.
Self-medicating can be very dangerous. After reading that researchers suspect chloroquine phosphate might be useful in treating COVID-19, an unidentified Arizona man and his wife ingested the drug in hopes of treating the virus. While the drug is already used to treat malaria, it's also the main ingredient in fish tank cleaner. And that's where this couple took the drug, with fish tank cleaner, according to authorities. The man has died and his wife is in critical condition. Although President Trump mentioned the drug's potential during a news conference last week, the FDA has since noted it is not approved for the treatment of coronavirus, and when it is, it certainly won't be coming in the form of fish tank cleaner. And the winner, by a huge margin, the couple who ingested fish tank cleaner in an effort to fight coronavirus. You guys are the Yam Bags of the Month for March, and we'll move on to our Yam Bag of the Year competition. Tune in for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day right here on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat workday. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go, I need to make amends.
I'm sorry, dear.
I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I am sorry for saying the World Health Organization says we should stay home and play video games. Hey, who am I to disobey doctor's orders? I apologize for saying a driver toppled tombstones in a Newport Township cemetery in Luzerne County during a police chase. But on the bright side, at least gas is cheap, so taxpayers save some money. And I'm sorry for saying a new version of Baby Shark is out with lyrics encouraging people to wash their hands. So if you bet self-quarantine couldn't get any worse, you lose. I'm truly sorry. For any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused, I will strive to do better on Tuesday morning. Miss any of today's show? Check out the Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or download at rock107.com. Neil Trama up next with the 10 at 10 on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.